Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Last year, I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing. Woo!
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Wheeling, dealing, limousine right. Jet flying, son of a gun.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
The Fan.
Woo! Let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague on a Wednesday. Thanks for being with us on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Take that Ric Flair and inject it into your veins.
I think the beginning of that open is my favorite part.
I spent more money
on spilled liquor and women than you made.
You guys got that WWE network app yet?
What?
No.
I don't watch wrestling anymore.
Well, no, you can go back and watch like old wrestling pay-per-views.
Yeah, if you subscribe to the network, you can watch every match almost ever.
All Raw episodes, SmackDown episodes, every pay-per-view. I have a buddy who's got that, and we've been going down memory lane lately, and
Actually would be kind of fun to get some guys together like for a night of drinking and watch like an old Royal Rumble on from like 1996.
Can you just watch all those matches on YouTube? Don't they have them on YouTube?
No, WWF, they have it honed down. I was looking for Backlash 2000, Rock versus Triple H, and I could not find that thing anywhere.
Are they still going to Saudi Arabia and doing their events there, talking about how great of a place it is?
I don't think that's
they get shut down.
Anybody give them a heads up not to go there?
No, I don't think so. Hey, we got some gambling news to get to. Celebrity Deathmatch is back. Whole bunch of things to get to in the final hour of the show. I do want to start, though. We haven't talked about this yet. Status story, by the way, coming up in a moment. The Oakland Raiders. Now, we know they're leaving Oakland, right? They're going to Vegas. They're leaving. And they had two more years, including this year, left to play before they can move out and start their new tenure in Las Vegas. Well, things are going to get a little hairy here because just the other day, yesterday or the day before today, I don't know when the hell it happened, but within the last like 72 hours, it has been reported by the San Francisco Chronicle that the city of Oakland has filed a lawsuit, happened yesterday, filed a lawsuit against not only the Raiders, but also the National Football League, essentially calling the league a cartel. Here is what it reads. Quote, the city says league officials negotiated in bad faith and did not give serious consideration to its counteroffer to build a new stadium using a mix of public and private funds. The 45-page complaint alleges that $378 million in relocation fees were paid by the Raiders, enriched the 31 other clubs, thus skewed the bidding process. The suit notes that the Raiders owner, Mark Davis, was among the beneficiaries of relocation fees paid by the Rams and the Chargers and alleges that none of the money actually goes towards relocation-related expenses. So a lawsuit has been filed by the city of Oakland. So they're leaving. We know that they're leaving. This just heightens the, are they leaving after this year?
I believe they will. If you're them, would you go to San Antonio for a year?
You know what? One theory I saw thrown out, I thought was a good idea. What about San Diego?
Yeah, you could do that. The stadium's still there. I don't think it's much better shape than Coliseum.
Maybe you generate a couple of new fans down in Southern California, Charger fans looking for somebody to root for down there for a year.
Well, if anything, at least show up just to watch pro football, right?
Right.
You don't like the Raiders, but maybe the Chiefs are in town. Let's go to a Chiefs Raiders game. You're only going to need it for one more season, correct? That stadium in Vegas should be done by the end of next year.
Right.
So I think you explore all your opportunities. If you go to San Diego, it's easier moving costs. You go to San Antonio, though, too, and I think San Antonio would welcome you with open arms. That would just be a little hellacious to put on your players travel-wise to go from San Antonio to Denver. KC's kind of close, but you go back and play L.A., I don't know where they're going to end up. I don't think they're going to be back in Oakland, though, next season. I really do buy that they're going to find somewhere else to play football. And that's probably the better move. Good for Oakland, by the way, sticking it to them and just saying, screw you.
Yeah, those relocation fees are a shame. I mean, that's ridiculous.
So
how much
dumb
money gets spread out around the other teams. So, of course, other teams want Steve. I mean, you got that fee to pay? Are you kidding me? To the league? Of course you want the Raiders and the Chargers and the Rams to all move within 2 years.
It just feels like, I don't like, because we talked about teams relocating earlier, right? Like when Seattle left and then now Phoenix trying to hold their city hostage and You got Tampa not knowing what they're going to do about their stadium. I don't like when teams not only take and move cities, but they still have like these last year or two seasons. Like that, it just feels like a slap in the face. Like Oakland, the Raiders were loved in that city. Their city said, "We're not building you a stadium. Figure that out yourself." And they said, "Well, we're going to Vegas then." And what did you do? You rewarded them by going, "Oh, okay, so you didn't give in to our demands. We're going to play three more seasons and then we're getting the hell out of here." The inevitability of you're losing your team, that's got to hurt more than I'll ever want to experience in my life as a sports fan. And so I'd be kind of glad to watch Oakland have to go play somewhere else, because I just feel it's a slap in the face of the city that's hosted you and treated you so damn well. And if you don't think they've treated them well because they didn't build them a billion-dollar beautiful stadium, well, that's on you. The league could afford to build that for Oakland. Or hell, the Raiders could afford that themselves if they wanted to.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know enough about the legal mumbo jumbo to know, like, kind of if they have a chance to win this lawsuit against the NFL and the Raiders. My guess is probably no. This is just kind of a show of a middle finger to say, screw you for leaving. But it should be noted that their lease at the Coliseum ends after this year. They don't have a lease for next year. So they need to play one more season because, as we mentioned a couple of times, their stadium's not done until 2020 in Vegas. So they got to figure something out. Paul Gutierrez, who's a well-plugged-in writer down there in the Bay Area, said the first two places that popped into his mind were the Niners Stadium and Santa Clara.
The Niners don't want to do
that. But they don't want to share it for a year. And then he also mentioned San Diego was another one. Just go further south for 1 year and play. Mark Davis has talked about San Antonio a couple of times. He had a quote saying he doesn't like the turf at the Alamo Dome. So
I bet you they'd be willing to change that for 1 year.
Probably would, to put some new turf in there. Mark Davis did respond to this. He was asked about this lawsuit that was filed against the league and his team. He called it meritless and malicious. And said he said he's going to have no further comment. And then he said, "My feeling is we're 3-10 and we're still relevant. It's a legal issue, and I'll let the attorneys make any further comment."
What a weird thing to say.
How about
we're
a 3-10?
We're still relevant?
Yeah.
Who cares?
What a bold claim from old Dumb and Dumber haircut. So
that's a good point, too. If they played in San Diego, the Chargers would finally have a home game.
Very true.
They would finally have a fan base that cares about them. Imagine not having a home game for two seasons. They may never have a home game again.
Well, I don't know. How would San Diego fans respond to that, though?
I do think you would get Charger fans that would show up.
You think
up.
They would and root for the Chargers?
For one game, yeah. Because you're not really putting... Well, you kind of
wouldn't
are,
you want to stick the middle finger to the team that left your city?
You want to stick it to the players for the owner pissing you off?
No, but...
Wouldn't you welcome them back for a game?
I know. I hope I never find myself in that situation because I don't know how I would respond to
that. Like the Blazers go to Seattle but have to play a game in Portland?
Come play one more game in Portland. Like, you would want to cheer for the team, but you would also hate the ownership. Like, you're so conflicted in that moment.
I think we'd show up because we love and appreciate Dame.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the Charger fans would go, you know what? Thanks, Bosa. Thanks, Rivers. If Gates plays one more year, thank you, et cetera.
So we'll see where this all goes with Oakland, but it's looking not very likely at all that they'll play next year in the city of Oakland. Their lease is done at the stadium at the end of this season. I doubt it. They get a new one for one more season, and then they eventually move to Vegas. We know that in 2020, but a lawsuit by the city of Oakland filed against the NFL and the Raiders, calling them essentially a cartel operation. We got to get to some fun celebrity deathmatch and gambling news coming up bottom of the hour, but it is time for your favorite segment. Stat or Story next on The Fan.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
That's right, folks. Stat or Story time. We'll get to some other fun stuff coming up bottom of the hour. I do quickly, though, want to publicly chastise somebody in this building. So we have a solo bathroom right down the hall down here. It's like a big, you go in, it's just a U bathroom. There's a shower in there.
There's a regular bathroom for multiple, and then there's a single right across from the Wolf.
This is a solo bathroom, just right down the hall. and I had to take a leak during the commercial break. And I'm walking down there, and there's a smell in the hallway around the bathroom.
I opened the door just now, and I said, oh, my God, it's a Swigard situation.
It's that bad. It smells all around this area of the building. Somebody dropped that bad of a bomb in there and then didn't have the wherewithal to try and cover up the smell whatsoever. And the reason I'm angry about this, this happens from me to time. I can be that guy, but you always have to cover it up. Because I had to walk in there and go pee. So not only is this like stench now on my clothes, but what if I walk out of that bathroom and I walk by somebody important?
I'm going to think it's you.
You're thinking it's me. And I could look at you and say, no, dude, no, I promise. That was not me.
Well, imagine if some big wig client's supposed to come through later and it's just like, oh,
you know, I really want to work with that dirt guy. And then I walk out of the bathroom and they get a whiff of it. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe you, by the way. If you walked out, you look like somebody that would do that.
And I do. But that one wasn't me.
Let me follow this up.
Right? Come on. Think about your coworkers.
What is that individual supposed to do if he has no matches and no air freshener?
Find something. I don't know. Figure it out. We used to have air fresheners in there.
I was going to say, we do need something in that bathroom. Yeah. The air freshener's gone now.
We get some poo-pourri.
There you go.
Poo-pourri?
Yeah.
Come on, man. All right. What do we got, Joe?
All right. Your first number of the day is 50.
50.
Is it the total number of turnovers by Carson Wentz in his 3-year career so far? Or is it the price in dollars of a new handheld game system made by none other than you?
Soldier Boy Tough.
Oh my God. He made a game?
He's still a
handheld game handheld game console made by Soldier Boy. Number is 50.
What's the name of the console?
I believe it's just called Soldier Game.
Soldier Game. All right.
Has he made new music?
Oh, not that I've heard recently.
Okay.
And how much money does he still get from this song?
Well, I probably just gave him an extra $3 by playing this video.
I'm going to go story.
$50. I think Soulja Boy is going to charge more than that for a gaming console.
I don't know if he's got 50 turnovers.
He's going to...
Even with fumbles, that's a bit high. In 3 years?
Yeah, that's true.
It's a bit high. It could be, but...
And he didn't throw many last year. But I did think he struggled a little bit his rookie year.
I think Soulja Boy
50.
Needs to get back in, and you get in with $50.
And I'll go story.
Can you do the... what is this dance called?
Can we stop playing this song now?
Crank that Soulja Boy.
Can we stop that song?
Did you like this song when it came out?
No, I didn't. I never liked Soulja Boy.
All right, I'll go back. It is actually a stat.
Oh,
wow.
Carson Wentz.
I had it right.
He has 28 picks and 22 fumbles. He had 14 his rookie year.
Yeah, you were right.
Wow.
And then 7-7.
That's a lot of turnovers in 3 seasons.
It is. Darnold has more picks this year than that.
And he didn't even finish the year.
He's only
played
40 games.
50
turnovers in 40 games?
Yeah. Woof.
That is a big problem. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And actually the price of the new handheld game for Soulja Boy there, it's $99.99.
Nobody will buy this.
50% off the original price. So
nobody's
going to
buy
right
this.
Now.
Does he know that?
And if you look at the like pictures of it, this looks like something that no one signed off on. Like there's going to be bootleg Nintendo games on there. On the website, it says that it has support for connecting to your TV. So they spelled connecting wrong. So yeah, you can plug it in from to connect it to your TV.
Oh my God, I just saw it. Yeah.
They say it comes in one color black, but all the promotional images, it's in white.
This is like the Fire Festival of video games.
Basically.
Dresses like somebody super rich, by the way.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, dude, he probably made a lot of ringtone money. I mean, 2007, that was the ringtone
Prime
era.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about ringtone money. That was a real thing, like going platinum in ringtones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And ringbacks. Remember calling someone and you get the music?
Yeah, it would ring. Yeah.
I had a ringback at a job, and my boss called me. And when he finally got a hold of me, because I missed the first call, he goes, if you don't get rid of the ringback, you're going to lose your job.
Kudos to that boss, because it was probably a really dumb song.
Really dumb.
Yeah.
Really dumb.
All right.
Just call him this kid. He's working.
Do you know what the ringback was?
Soulja Boy?
Could you guess?
What year was it?
Would have been 06, 05-ish?
Like riding dirty.
That's a good guess, but no.
Something in that category
no.
is my guess.
Not rap.
Not rap, huh? Did you go like a slow jam?
No.
Oh, gosh.
Oh no.
So I always thought the ringback was like, oh, I can't get a hold of this guy, so what am I listening to as I wait?
Right.
Well, if you waited to the voicemail, I went with old Don't Stop Believing, Journey.
That's actually not that bad.
Don't stop believing.
Wow.
I always thought that was kind of funny, but he told me that. I immediately got rid of it. I never had a ringback.
I just figured it was some gangster rap song, and he was like, who is this kid working for me? Fire him immediately.
I did know that dance, by the way.
The Crank That Soulja Boy?
I did know the Crank That, yeah.
So I was going to go either the Soulja Boy handheld game console or Post Malone's Crocs that just that sold out in 10 minutes. Do you know how much Post Malone's selling his Crocs for?
Probably. Is this another status story?
These were the two stories pick. I was going back and forth. I went with Soulja Boy, but Post Malone.
$69.99.
$400.
I like the 69 choice, but it's just $60.
Well, that's okay. Close.
And those sold out in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, he's more relevant.
Some yellow Crocs. All right, on
I like
to the
Post
next
Malone.
One.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he is actually pretty funny.
Him playing Fortnite. There was a video of him playing Fortnite. It was pretty hilarious.
Yeah. All right, next one. Your number is approximately 10,000.
Okay, really?
Approximately. Is it the amount of passing yards by Dak Prescott in his career?
You should have a solid number.
Or is it the amount of Kim Jong-un themed moisturizing masks that have been sold in South Korea?
I'm going with the story because you should know the exact number of passing yards.
Roughly 10,000.
Well, I don't know the exact number of masks that were sold. So that's why I'm going approximately.
Oh.
That's why. Those are two big numbers, and I don't have the exact unit, and I don't want to give it away by having an exact number. So,
well, Dak, this is year 4 for Dak, correct?
Is it?
Yes. Somebody thought your ringback was save a horse, ride a cowboy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. That was a jam back in the day.
And this listener's right. Me and 06 not having a rap song as a ringback is a huge upset.
Huge upset.
Right.
A little, mom spaghetti, knees weak. I'll go stat on this one, Joe.
I'm gonna go story.
It is a stat.
Damn it.
He has 10,122 yards. And yeah, the story out
you're,
of...
You're phrasing... nobody deserves to win or lose that one. That was stupid.
Okay. All right. I'll give it to you guys. I'll break. But the story from Sky News and in South Korea is that a company is selling unification moisture nuclear masks, nicknamed Nuke Masks. And it features a picture of the smiling North Korean leader wearing a white sheet mask on the packaging. And one of the slogans they use for is, all hail moisturizer for all women of the North and South. They're selling these masks for 4,000 won, which equates to about like $360 in U.S. dollars.
That's what their currency is? The won?
The won, yes.
Wong.
Won without a G.
Okay.
Oh, won. Got it. You said Wong.
W-O-N.
So, like Joey Wong.
No. Just okay. W-O-N. Since the sheet masks were launched by skincare company 5149 in June, more than 25,000 South Koreans have made the purchase because apparently South Koreans love their beauty products. They have a big infatuation with them. And I didn't know this, but it's actually illegal in South Korea to praise, incite, or propagate the activities of an anti-government organization. So these like slogans on the packaging and using Kim Jong-un's face, South Korea is not too happy about it.
Yeah.
But the women of South Korea, they're trying to get beautiful over here, so can't blame them.
That's an interesting story.
That might be the most random story we've ever had on Statter Stories.
And the reason why it's such a big deal is because it's apparently made from the minerals of this mountain where the South Korean and North Korean leaders met earlier this year, where they had their summit. They crossed over
each other's borderline.
They met at this like a mountaintop during their little three-day summit, the Paktu Mountains, a sacred active volcano on the border of China and North Korea. So it's made of the minerals of that volcano. Big deal, apparently.
Okay.
So,
gotta get those minerals, baby.
Yep. All right, and your last one. Your number is 102. 102. Is it the total number of touchdowns by Lamar Jackson in his Louisville career?
Total number of touchdowns.
Total number of touchdowns.
And you have like 55 in one season?
In one year, yeah.
Did he?
Well, yes, but he won the Heisman Trophy. Yeah,
you still have to account for the other. Didn't he only play two seasons as a starter?
Yeah, I would. Okay, just tell us the story.
Did he? Or is
roughly.
It, or is it the age of a South Australian woman who set the new world record for the oldest person to skydive?
Skydive. I just read the story.
I saw the story. Story.
The Washington Post is a story.
Story.
Damn you guys.
And it was really cool. It kind of gave me goosebumps for what she was doing it
the
for.
The story is cool, and I just tweeted out the video because, honestly, it is a...
It's badass.
It's a pretty... It's funny, I'll say that much, just seeing a 102-year-old take the plunge off the airplane.
You know who used to do that every year for his birthday, and I don't know what year he officially stopped, was George H.W.
Really?
He used to go sky. I think, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I feel like every year for his birthday, until he was like super old, like he obviously couldn't do it at the end, but every year he would go skydiving for his birthday.
Now, the reason that she did this is really cool, and she's actually done it. This is now her third jump since she turned 100 years old, believe it or not.
Wow.
And she did this basically as like a fundraiser because her daughter died of a disease at the age of 67, neuron disease.
Yeah.
So she was raising money through a fundraiser, Kickstarter kind of thing, got $12,000 for the organization. But I just tweeted out the video on my Twitter account, at JoeFish3, because again, just seeing her take the plunge, you worry for her. But then again, she's done this now three times since turning 100 years old. So
I think at that point in her life, she's really not concerned with outcomes.
If the shoe doesn't open, hey, you know.
And she's doing it for such a kick-ass cause that I think it's a double win for her.
Oh, definitely.
I don't even have the balls to do it at my age.
Will you ever do it?
No.
You'll
can't.
Never try
heights and the drop thing I can't do. I could never bungee
it's
jump
like
or skydive.
99. Don't you reach an age where you stop caring?
Yeah, I mean, maybe by that age I
should.
She's
strapped to a woman who, and she doesn't have to do anything. The woman just like
yeah, you just
goes
jump out.
With her and
yeah.
lands for
and
her.
People, and I know a lot of people who have done it who say it's like just the most enjoyable 2 minute or however long it takes to get down.
My wife did it before I met her. She said it was overrated.
She pooped skydiving?
She did. I thought that was very weird.
Just lands, whatever.
Wow. She was like, I'm sure it's better when you're not strapped to somebody, but my experience, we just did it and... She said it was slightly overrated. I was like,
jumping out of an airplane, overrated, huh? And 10,000 feet. Hot take from Lady Sprague.
Talk to the wife. I don't know, man. I was like, oh.
And also a quick update. Remember Knickers, the cow that set the record for being huge?
Big cow.
He has been usurped. There's actually an even bigger bovine creature. Just wanted to give you guys an update. And his name is Dozer. He lives in Canada, 6'5". This guy is a monster. He's even got some horns. But the ranchers, they call him a gentle giant.
Where's the Michael Irvin? He's a beast drop for that guy, man.
Holy
dude,
crap.
He is a beast, seriously.
Yeah. He looks like something that eats people.
Yeah. Some health issues because, he's having trouble holding up that weight. So hopefully Dozer can make it a few more years. But 6'5".
That's a big boy, as we call him. That is a big boy. There you go. Statter story every Wednesday at 2:15. Hey, Blazers are back in action tonight in Memphis. We'll get to that. We got some poll questions we need to answer. But two things I want to try and get in the next segment. Celebrity Deathmatch is back. And we have audio to play for you in case you forgot what the show sounded like. What's your dream matchup now of current era celebrities? 55305 is a better you today. Text line. We got some great tweets. We'll dive into those. Also, a gambling note out of New Jersey. And a couple of nuns on the run. All of that next. First, here's Joe with SportsCenter.
This is Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan. In the heart of the city.
Ain't no love. We're already against it, so we got to turn and burn because we got a lot to get to over the next 22 minutes. I will start with the celebrity deathmatch. This news came out. I can't even remember how I saw this morning. But for those of you who don't remember the show, it's essentially it was a claymation creation by MTV where they'd have celebrities go on, fight each other to the death, fake commentators. Judge Mill Lanes was the referee, the let's get it on guy, it was great. And it ran from 1998 until 2007. You had Charles Manson versus Marilyn Manson, Hillary Clinton versus Monica Lewinsky, Don King versus then just mogul Donald Trump. The Backstreet Boys rumbling against the Beastie Boys. Those are a few of the examples of celebrity deathmatch fights that you would have.
Backstreet Boys didn't fight NSYNC, huh?
They I'm just reading in the article. They just had them versus the Beastie Boys.
Okay.
But it is getting rebooted. It is coming back to MTV. They don't air music anymore, so they need more non-music content. And you know what the person behind it? Ice Cube.
Oh. okay.
Of all people, Ice Cube is the one that's like spearheading this project.
Oh, yeah.
And bringing it back. Well, here is a little snippet for those of you who don't remember what Celebrity Deathmatch sounded like. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody. I'm Johnny Goldman.
And I'm Nick Diamond.
And welcome to Death Bowl 2000.
Or as we call it around here, D2K. We're talking millennial mayhem, historic hurt, pain without precedent.
There's going to be some apocalyptic ass-kicking in this, our 38th annual Death Bowl.
You said it, Johnny. Tonight, we've brought together the world's greatest athletes to show America's youth the true meaning of sports.
It's not about endorsements or seven-figure salaries. No, kids, sports should be about one thing and one thing only. Extreme and grotesque violence.
The thrill of vivisection, the agony of decapitation.
So here it is, our salute to the savagery of sport. First up, golf great Tiger Woods tries to permanently handicap tennis titan Andre Agassi. One thing's for sure, this will not be a love game. Then, in our incredible main event, Sammy Sosa goes to the plate against arch rival Mark McGwire. Watch these two sluggers try to inflict some major league damage on each other. You know what they say, rectums were made to be broken. And there's one more superb athlete we've recruited for tonight's mega event.
Fresh off her impressive 28th place finish in the Olympic archery trials, it's Gina Davis.
All this gore and so much more tonight on Celebrity Deathmatch.
I'm fired up for this. So I threw a tweet out asking for people to submit the fights that they want to see the most.
Mm-hmm.
Went to rattle through a couple of these. Kevin Todd responded, Andy and Brandon, using our first names like he always does.
He would probably pick you to win and you beat me by
right,
eating me.
Right, that's how
that
it would end.
Probably what he would say.
Kaepernick versus Goodell, I thought was a good one.
That's a good
Not
one.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Somebody chimed in, John Sicanic versus Jerry DePoto. We got some local ones.
John Sukag probably suffocates him by sitting on his head.
He would.
Right?
Like, just, yeah, he's going to take him out any way he can. A couple more people wanted us to fight. Somebody said Rop versus the GM bro.
Ooh.
Olshay versus Rop, Celebrity Deathmatch style.
Who would you pick as the winner in that?
Because
you would pick somebody before, and then sometimes they would surprise you.
Yeah, it wasn't always just like the bigger guy. He'd find like a crazy weapon to kill the other person with or something. That's a good. I would go Rop in that fight.
Are you going Rop because you work with Rop? You see Rop?
Yes, and I think he would be an underdog, and the underdogs sometimes win. Mm-hmm. And I think Neil Olshay is all bark, no bite.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I think, by the way, I think Olshay does some dirty tricks like bringing people from the grave to help him.
He would, yeah. He'd have some tag team partners out there.
The Somebody ghost of Paul Allen jumps in. This is our team. Rop stands no chance.
Somebody, Gary Anderson versus some of his former assistants. We had Deal chime in, Skip Bayless versus Skip Bayless's fake Twitter account. It was like those videos of Skip Bayless debating himself.
I feel like Skip Bayless would fight Stephen A. Smith, but go Matrix Agent Smith and just somehow get 55 versions of himself.
Right.
They're all fake social media accounts that beat Stephen A.
A couple of music ones. We had Drake versus Meek Mill chimed in a couple of times.
I don't know why, but somebody said me versus Cam.
You versus Cam.
Do me and Cam have beef?
Celebrity death match.
Let's bring Crawford back and do a Crawford versus Cam celebrity death.
That's more reasonable. I saw Cam yesterday. I was like, hey, good morning. He was like, hey, have a good day.
I didn't get the vibe that he wants to chop your head off, huh?
I don't think so. Maybe he does.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Westbrook versus KD, Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning, Crystal Ball versus Taggart.
Crystal Ball would annihilate Taggart.
That was kind of a funny one. I don't know why somebody said Mike Tyson versus any of the Kardashians.
I think the Kardashians would get Iron Mike.
You think they would? They'd team up on him?
I think Kris Jenner would morph into some crazy monster that could eat somebody.
Got Aaron Rodgers versus McCarthy, Snoop Dogg versus Donald Trump. Well, that was pretty good.
Didn't we get that in the WWE?
Did they fight each other? Did they Royal Rumble?
Am I misremembering that? Because I know Trump was in the WWE.
He got DDT'd by Vince McMahon, I thought.
I thought he got stunnered by Stone Cold.
By Stone Cold. Yeah. That's what it was.
Is that a cool thing for Stone Cold to brag about, by the way, that I stunnered the president?
That's got to be kind of a cool bragging point, right?
I'll give you one. How about Jordan versus LeBron?
That's a solid one. If you go sports debates, that's pretty good. Jordan versus LeBron.
Just celebrity death match with sports guys.
So which ones do you want to see? Celebrity death match is back. Ice Cube is revamping it with MTV. You can send yours into the Better You Today text line. I haven't looked at it yet, but I'm sure it's very entertaining. Okay.
I also want Carson Daly versus Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. Yeah, the ultimate white guy
host. The most generic TV show host. Let's go.
And then right as the conclusion of the fight is about to come, you go to commercial break.
Yeah.
The finale. Next.
Next, yeah.
On MTV. So which ones do you want to see, Chapman? Okay, we got to get to a couple of gambling notes. Some Nuns are on the run, and then the New Jersey notes of what they've done. Also, Blazers back in action. We'll wrap up the show there next on The Fan.
This is Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan. She said it's cold outside,
and she hands me my raincoat. This was Dirt's ringback tone. I bought a Matchbox 20 album.
Matchbox 20.
On one of those penny album purchases. You get seven albums for a penny.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way this is real. I'm going to fill this out. And I remember picking a Matchbox 20 album.
How was the rest of their songs? This is the only one I know.
I think one of their albums, when I bought it, it wasn't bad.
Okay, not bad.
I don't know if it really would be
good
to me
now. Did they have a lot
of
hits? I don't remember much about Matchbox 20.
They had one more. I can't remember the name.
Okay, one other big time song. We're not going to have time today for the New Jersey story. We'll save that one for tomorrow. There's some gambling numbers out about what's been going on there. So we'll get to that on the show tomorrow.
Might do that for the ticker.
Yeah, it's not a bad angle just to hear. Because I haven't seen numbers on how much the state has earned from all this.
I'll look
and
into that tonight. Yeah.
Kind of an angle I'm curious to follow up on. We'll get to the Blazers here in a moment. I do want to get to this. There's a couple of Nuns who are in some hot water. So, down in California, sisters Mary Margaret Krupper and Lana Chang, who, by the way, is a former principal and longtime teacher at St. James Catholic School in Torrance, California, they have been accused of stealing roughly $500,000 from the school and using it to go on trips, including casino getaways to Las Vegas. Over decades, they stole up to $500,000. They're accused of stealing up to $500,000 and using it to take trips together, including going to Las Vegas to gamble away the money.
Aside from just the stealing and the gambling, what else did they do in Vegas?
Right?
Because clearly these sisters don't abide by the same rules as every other nun.
Yeah, how far are we willing to bend the rules here, nuns? What else are we getting into? Are we stopping by the Bunny Ranch on the way?
I'm kind of thinking these were the kind of individuals that would do something like that.
The school's attorney came out and said, we do know that they had a pattern of going on trips. We do know that they had a pattern of going to casinos. The reality is they use the accounts as their personal accounts.
Jeez, dude. You can't trust nuns. Who you trusted?
Right? Isn't that crazy? So they both have recently retired, actually. They're reportedly best friends, and they've been committing this, as I mentioned, for a decade. And at a parent meeting last week, school officials said they just essentially would divert checks, which were made out to the school for tuition and fees, into a secondary account. So people would, you would write the checks, they would get the checks and divert, I don't know how they did it, but divert some of the funds from the checks into their own account. They build up $500,000, they'd go party it up at the MGM Grand. Let's go. A couple of nuns on the loose in Vegas.
And also, did anybody see them gambling in their nun outfits and question it, or just go, oh, it's Vegas, whatever?
Now, there was a video, I don't know if it was real, but wasn't there a video of like a gal at a Yankee game wearing a nun costume drinking a beer last year? I don't know if she was an actual nun or not, but there was like a nun at a Yankee game drinking a beer.
Well, that's what I don't know. Do people see these things and just assume it's a costume, or does anybody go, what if that's a real nun right now?
I think in Vegas, you think costume.
Okay.
But anywhere else, then yeah. Like if you saw one at your like local watering hole, like, dude, why is there a nun down the street from me?
My wife has
playing video poker.
My wife has an aunt who is super Catholic, and she's in the entire family, she's the one that everybody's like, oh, she almost became a nun. Like, she lives that kind of lifestyle. I might have to send her this story and get her thoughts on it.
Get thoughts on the nuns stealing
$500,000. She's probably be pretty disappointed.
That's a lot of money. So there you go. There's your nun story for the day. Hey, Blazers lost last night. We talked about it earlier in the show. 111-104. They had a, 15-point lead in the first quarter? Somewhere in that range?
Oh, yeah, they were 15.
Up by 15 in the first quarter. They ended up only up by 2 at the end of the first quarter. They were outscored in the second half by 8 points, and they lose by 7. 111-104, your final. So they fall to 15-12. They've now lost 9 out of 14, and tonight they have a second of a back-to-back. Congratulations. Mo Harkless not playing. He's out on a rest day. I don't really know if that matters or not. And they take on the Memphis Grizzlies, who are a half game up on them in the standings.
That just means Jake Layman's going to get more minutes tonight, and does that mean something to them? I don't know. This is going to be a really tough back-to-back. I think if people were looking at the two-gamer before they come home and host Toronto, it was go into Houston, who is struggling this year, get a win,
yep,
And if you could split the road trip, great. Maybe they still can, and they can surprise people and win in Memphis. I think right now that's a tough ask. Memphis is playing good basketball this year.
What's their rookie's name again?
Jaren Jackson.
Jaren Jackson. He's a stud.
Conley's having a great season, by the way. And it's the grindhouse. A back-to-back is always tough in the NBA. It's even tougher when you play good teams. So I think they're going to lose, but I hope we can get surprised. What does it mean if they win? I mean, nothing, but...
right. Well, they'd be only... If they lose tonight, they're only two games above 500. You look at the upcoming schedule. So they'll return home. You got Toronto. These are the next stretch of games. Toronto at home, Clippers on the road, Memphis at home, Utah at home, Dallas at home, where they just lost to, at Utah, at Golden State, home against Golden State, home against Philly. That is your schedule through the end of the month of December.
So December's entire schedule is pretty brutal. I saw some texts on this much earlier in the show, and I didn't talk about it. I'm kind of there, though, in the sense of I love NBA basketball. I'll watch any team in the league, except maybe Phoenix or Cleveland. Portland's getting to a point for me where it's so frustrating because you like them so much. The repeat performances, as a parent, I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right, great. It's 7:30. I watched the team lose yet again and blow a big lead. Now let's be an adult and let's parent. And you're just kind of looking at it going, I'm wasting my time here.
Same movie, different night. They're only 2.5 games up at Houston now. And Houston has the second worst record in the Western Conference. They're 2.5 games removed from being the second worst team in the Western Conference.
I like that last night you went full Tank City for Zion.
Four and a half games out. The tank horn all year.
What if they go on a 10-game win streak?
And they're going to ruin their chances again to get a difference maker. Can we bottom this thing out and go get Zion, please? Would that not get Rip City Fever back in this market?
The sports pants would get super tight if Zion came to Portland.
I'm going to games next year if you got Zion dunking on people.
They could suck. I still want to go watch Zion.
Right? There you go. Well, if you missed any of the show today, Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com. If you missed the Daily Ticker, our new segment at 12:30, we talked to a gentleman from Tampa and a gentleman from Phoenix about their stadium issues. Go catch both of those. They're really good about the Suns potentially moving and the Rays potentially moving
as
well.
Prime time off again?
I don't know. Mike, Isaac and Suk here today?
Is Isaac and Suk?
Nope.
Boy, nice little five-day weekend for that
show. All right. I like it.
Is it just Patrick?
Mike and Patrick. Ooh, a Mike and Patrick edition of Prime Time.
Ooh, who's the quarterback? Celebrity death match to find out.
That's coming up next. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.